I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News.
This is the time to move in.
That's Bibles for the World's Moy Padaiti. She's commenting on the Himachal Pradesh High Court decision last month to strike down parts of the state's anti-conversion law. What's more,
our hope and prayer is that the ruling by the Himachal Pradesh High Court will now set an example for other Indian states that have anti-conversion law.
Bibles for the World has distribution work throughout India. Although the full law hasn't been repealed in Himachal Pradesh, they are looking into more work in that region. Pray for boldness and the freedom to worship openly. Next, in northern India, Pastor Khanna spent 40 days in jail for baptizing Muslims. Although he did nothing wrong and his wife was sick, Khanna was dismissed from church leadership without pension. But Voice of the Martyrs USA has given that pastor new dignity. They offered him a job speaking for the persecuted church throughout India. Pray that his wife's health improves. And you can support persecuted pastors like Khanna at missionnetworknews.org. And there's a new ministry beginning in rural eastern Uganda. Every Child Ministries' Mark and Stacy Lucky are working in Nigobia, a poor, isolated village. The local church asked for their help, so they launched a village education project, also known as the AFAYO Project. It covers teachers, church and community development, and agriculture.
AFAYO is the Lusoga word for He cares. God cares for children. He cares for orphans, widows, the poor, the needy. He cares for all of us. And he desires us to care for those people as well. So our job is to take the good news of Jesus to those who are in need.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.